This is something new I'm trying. And yes, it is 100% AI generated, but it's still me, Johannes Sundlo, and I will try this for a couple of weeks. Let me know if you have any feedback. I hope that this will be your source for the latest trends and insights in the human resources world. So brew yourself a cup of your favorite coffee, get comfortable, and let's get started. In a fascinating report shared by Forbes, it turns out that nearly half of today's job seekers are harnessing the power of AI to buff up their resumes. A survey has found that hiring managers are not just okay with it, they prefer it. Out of 5,000 hiring managers surveyed, a whopping 90% give AI-crafted application materials the thumbs up. It does make you wonder, are we getting to a point where AI is becoming the co-pilot in our career journeys? Amy Schultz from Canva sure seems to think so, considering AI a solid jumping-off point for job seekers. But how does this all translate to the interview process? A telling 44% of managers are all in on AI content for interviews too, and with 67% believing they can spot an AI-enhanced resume. Although, I must say, that does remind me a bit of everyone thinking they're above-average drivers. Moving along, visual resumes are quickly becoming the new norm. Nearly 60% of hiring managers lean towards profiles that pop visually. Text-only CVs might be on their way to becoming a relic of the past, with 71% predicting their obsolescence within 5 years. Yet there is a dose of reality in all this high-tech resume talk. Recruiters spend seconds, maybe just a handful, perusing your career highlights. So in a rapid-fire job market, AI might just be the edge you need. Switching gears, let's discuss AI's intimidating nature. A thoughtful piece by Keith Ferrazzi on Forbes shares insights on how to eliminate the fear factor of AI. There's a certain trepidation around adopting AI, possibly due to its portrayal as an all-knowing entity. The trick is to see AI not as a threat, but as a team of multi-skilled associates. It's about starting small and realizing AI's potential to elevate our cognitive capabilities. Now, isn't that a refreshing thought? For example, sales teams can use AI to revolutionize their outreach, think more personalized, thought leadership-driven emails at an impressive pace. And remember, AI is not just a tool. It's a collaborative force that grows with us. The catch? Just get started. Listeners, as we come to terms with AI's growing influence in HR, it's important to remember that technology is meant to extend our reach and not to overtake the human element that is so vital to our industry. And with that, we reach the end of today's Full Stack HR update. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, embrace the potential of AI in your HR practices, but keep the human connection at the heart of it all. I'll catch you in the next episode. Stay engaged, stay informed, and keep humanizing the workplace. Goodbye for now.